Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, it's 10 o'clock again. This is Fernando and the Fernando Poniente Show. Boy, we have a great, great show tonight, like I always say. It's a great show. Got things to talk about. It's Monday. It's Music Monday, what they call it, or what do you call that in the Twitter world? Free Music Monday. There you go. But I named this show, it's Buddy Up Monday, because it's, you know, that's all we need. We need to get together and buddy up. That's kidding. We're going to be talking about news and some stuff. Actually, we're going to have a special guest, Craig Stadler of BuddyFetch.com is going to be here. And, he's going to be talking about that website of his. And we're going to go to the phone in a little bit here, and we'll go into the on this day. So, like I always do on this day, we'll do that, shall we? All right, we'll do that right away, and we go into the phone. And you can join me in the chat room. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. I haven't opened that yet. Yes, it is. It's open. The chat room's open, so come on in. Got to grab a cup of coffee. But blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. Click on it, says chat if you want to chat with me, if you can't listen, or if you participate, you know, call in 347-884-8125. And I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. And it's cold. Boy, it's cold here in Chicagoland. You know what? Let's get, I believe, Winston in the other end there. Winston, are you here or you're not?
Hello? Is Linda there?
Yeah, Linda. Linda, are you Linda there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure. I know that's I thought you said you're going to get a new number. I mean, that's instead of that 1111111. Oh man, you're giving me broken promises here real quick. Hey, let's go into the on this day real quick, and then we'll go to the phone, okay? Shall we?
Okay.
Shall we,
ahead.
People? We'll go into that thing. All right, here we go. On this day, actually, happy birthday for those having happy birthdays today. I always do. For all my Facebook and MySpace friends and also Twitter's followers, if you're having a birthday today, call in. Maybe I can wish you a happy birthday, and we'll go from there. On this day, real quick, on December 14, 1981, Israel annexed the Global Heights, Golan Heights. Did I say global? No, it's Golan Heights. They actually seized from Syria in 1967. So it's a big day for the Israelites to this day, December 14th. December 14, 1901, Harper's Weekly featured a cartoon about the children of President Theodore Roosevelt. That happened on December 14th. On this day, it's also 1799, George Washington is the first president of the United States. Actually died at his Mount Vernon, Virginia, at the age of 67. 1819, Alabama joined the Union as the 22nd state on this date. And actually, 1989, we're going to fast forward real quick. Nobel Peace Laureate Andrei D. Sakharov died in Moscow at age 68. 1993, a Colorado judge struck down an unconstitutional the state's voter-approved ban of gay rights laws. 1993, fast forward to 2000, the Federal Trade Commission unanimously approved the $111 billion merger of America Online and Time Warner. Also, 2008, on this day, an Iraqi journalist threw his shoes, both of them, I don't know, who cares, that the President George W. Bush, remember that, during a news conference? I remember that. Oh, man. And also, Vanessa Hudgens turns 21 years old today. I thought she was going to be younger than that. Vanessa Hudgens, the, you know that, Winston, you know, that your favorite High School Musical. She turns 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Michael Ovitz, a former Walt Disney president, turned 63 today. And also Dee Wallace, she turned 61. Also, Craig Biggio, a baseball player, turns 44. Who else? That's it, I think. Sophie Monk, an actress, turned 30 today. And that, my friend, is your On This Day. Boy, did I go through that real fast. There you go. All right, we're going to go to the phone real quick. And I have an area code 814 on the other line. Who is this?
Hello, this is Craig Stadler. How are you?
Good. Craig, this is you. What's going on? What's new, man?
Not much. I didn't even know where you were. You're in Chicago, yeah?
Yes. I'm in the Midwest, Chicago, about half hour from here.
Okay.
Where are you calling from again? Where are you calling from?
California, near San Francisco and Sacramento.
Yeah. So what's the weather like over there right now?
You know, it's actually kind of cold, but it's probably not nearly as cold as where you are. So
I was going to say, try me. What's cold? Right now it's like 18 degrees right now.
No, we're talking like probably 40-something here.
Oh, man, that's our that's our summertime. Just joking. Anyway, let's get back to the business here. Winston, I don't know, you're calling from Mississippi, right, correct? You know, you didn't move, right? Arkansas,
no, I just moved to Arkansas. Yeah, I did just move to Arkansas. Batesville, Arkansas, by the way.
No, you did
I'm
not.
Kidding. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did not. Quit lying. Anyway, we have Craig Stadler, Winston, on the other side, the founder of BuddyFetch.com. Is that correct, Craig?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, can you talk about more about you and the website and also and what you want to accomplish?
Sure. I've been programming for quite a long time now, since I was about 10 years old, and I'm 40 now. So I've been through like the entire, you know, computing revolution and advancement of the internet and everything like that. And typically what I like to do is create tools or things that, you know, people have a need for but nobody's done yet. So a couple of years ago, basically what I decided to do was come out with a search engine that you could search for people across different platforms, social networks, and things like that. Because, you know, Google searches for images and web pages so well, but there's certain things that it can't do so well. So what I decided to do was, create a search engine for finding new people that you'd like to meet, new friends, new activity partners, or experts, or these kinds of things.
That is pretty cool. I actually went in there and signed up, and that's pretty cool because it emails you all that categories and you know, when you were searching for a buddy or friend as far as like you know, the likeness of, you know, what did I put in there? I know there's categories of just the keywords, just a little keywords that I put in there. And actually I'm getting like, you know, email you know, every other day, actually twice now, and it's really helpful.
What is the address?
Buddy like BuddyFetch.com.
Is that it? Is Buddy dot, what is a Buddy.com?
No, it's actually BuddyFetch, like Buddy, like your friend, B-U-D-D-Y,
and
Fetch, like you're fetching a ball or something like that.
Okay, I see.
You going in there right now, Winston?
Yeah. Figuratively speaking.
Yeah,
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, what he's talking about is, we've got an alert system that we've created, and what it does is it allows you to create a list of keywords of people that you'd like to meet based on like their interests or their what they do at their job or anything like that at all. And then we send you an email. You don't even have to go to the, you know, the search engine. We actually go and search for you and send you an email or a text message when we find the people that you want to meet.
Wow.
Isn't that neat, Winston? I thought it was neat. I thought it was neat. Now, I see that you, what do you call it, works on an API also. Can you tell me more about that? Is it, can we hook this up on, like, let's say, integrated with Twitter or anything like that, with an API platform?
Well, what the API is going to do is it's going to allow people to integrate the BuddyFetch search on their website. So, if you had a site that was designated for, like, boxers or something like that, you could actually use our API to allow people that visit your site to search for fellow boxers.
That is a nice tool right there. I know that you can follow Buddy Fetch actually on Twitter. You can go to twitter.com at Buddy Fetch. And also, there's a Firefox add-on. Is that correct?
It's basically makes it so that you can do your searches directly from your, like, the little Firefox window on the top right or whatever it is, you know, for your the quick engines listing.
I'm doing that right now. Tell me more about how did you, when did you start this? Is it just recently?
No, it actually, the site started about 2 years ago, about 2 years ago, and originally it was just known as, like, a people search engine, and the problem that we had was that we were getting a lot of data, but the problem is a lot of people, when they put the profiles online and things like that, they don't use their real name, they don't post a lot of, you know, information about them personally, like, some people don't use their last name, some people fake their age, you know, it's all, there's a lot of, like, misinformation out there, like, for good reason sometimes.
Right.
And so what we decided to do is, instead of tackling the white pages approach, is to, because there are a lot of companies that were coming out, you know, allowing you to search for people based on, like, your old friends and stuff, and then as Facebook got bigger and started doing that a lot better than anyone else, we said, why don't we take the approach of allowing people to only search for people that they don't know, because there's really nothing out there to do that. As opposed to people that they do know, because there's a lot of sites out there that you can use to search for people that you do know that work pretty well. And so we decided to try to connect people based on common interests and occupation and things like that.
That is correct. And also you can do, if you don't want to do that, you can also simply choose, they call the random tags. You know, you put out the random tags out there. It's like this one, rap artist. I click on that and... and it gives me
You'll find my name on there.
No.
You'll find my name under that.
Your name?
Yeah, you'll find my name under the rap artist. Yes, you will.
Oh, under... I was like, well, what do you mean your name? No, actually, I think I'm going to find your name under... what
student,
is it?
Maybe?
Under rock.
Yeah, right. I don't like rock.
Yeah, you'll find my name under... bad something. I don't know. I'm just making things up. Anyway, Craig, can you tell me more about anything else besides the Buddy Fetch that you're working on? You know.
I'm pretty much what we're doing is we're rapidly adding systems like every day. So every day we're adding 4 new social networks, and we have about 3,000 to get through.
Oh,
I think, right now, I think that we've got pretty close to, like, 100 and something, close to that.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you know, adding 4 a day, it's going to take a little while. But as we add, like, even one system alone, we might be adding hundreds of thousands of people to the system.
Right.
So we're basically trying to tackle all these, like, really small, specialized social networks, you know, like,
right.
For somebody that knits, or somebody that's, like just for rap artists, or just for senior citizens, or... very lesser known search engines or social networks. That's what we're trying to add.
Right. And when I click, it gave me this random tag, and I click on the rock, and actually there are various, social media or social networking sites like BuzzNet, you know, NextCat, you know, those are things I've not heard.
Right.
I haven't heard anything of things like that. NextCat. So I'm clicking that right now. So it's pretty neat. Now, do you have a Facebook fan page for this? Is this going to be integrated with Facebook or?
Yeah, well, we're talking to some people right now to integrate the Google gadget into a widget for Facebook, but I haven't gotten any response back. There's a company that basically does that that'll convert that for you. And as soon as we've done that, then we will allow people to, you know, to add like the Facebook app onto their page. So that you'll be able to search for new friends and new people and stuff like that from your Facebook account.
Wow!
Right, it's pretty interesting. And also, you have provided some demo video demo. So actually, it's on YouTube. It's right on the right corner, upper corner, and it tells you everything. It's where you can do it. That is pretty neat. Now I'm doing that right now, and it's just watching them.
Yeah, so to answer your question before, we're basically just trying to add as many systems and as much like diverse data here as possible so that everybody will have a nice experience when they come to it.
That is cool. Hooters. There we go, Winston. Hooters Girl.
Yes.
I just found a random tag on Hooters Girl. Click on that, and actually, yeah, there we go. Tag World. Buzzing that.
I want that money,
on MySpace. So everything categorized and under Hooters, it should be there. So this is something that should be helpful for us. As far as like,
right.
You know, I mean, for like especially for the social media, you know, people like Winston and I. Right, Winston?
Yeah. There's there's nothing found on me.
Nothing? What a shame.
Nothing. What is wrong with this thing is, I don't know what's wrong with
it. Is it broken? It probably doesn't like you.
If you can't find my name on it, there's something wrong.
The way that we've essentially designed it is not necessarily toward the person's name, but about like what they do and who they are.
Right. So, type in.
Radio host. Radio host.
There we go.
Yeah, you can do like radio host or something like that. And you know, we do offer people the ability to add themselves to our system as well. So when you do a search, you'll see in the results there, it'll say, click here to add your profile to BuddyFetch. So if you don't find yourself under certain tags or that kind of thing, add it.
Okay. All right. I think you're... Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's breaking up a little. You're breaking up a little, Craig.
Okay.
Okay, you're good. Hey, yeah.
Okay. No, I was basically stating that if you want to have yourself added, you can actually add yourself after you do a search, and there's a section there to do that.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
That's good to know. That's good.
The buddy alert. All right, let me see. Let me check that. Hold on a second here. Buddy alert. There's a buddy alert in there, and then you can click on it. You can actually put in your email address and password or create a new account. And you go from there. I mean, it's wow. So did you have those startup companies out there that gives you money so you can start stuff like? Did you go through that? Do you have to go through that? Well, did you?
No, the only sponsorship that we had was through American Express that they offered us like a credit line, and that was it. But essentially, I did everything except for farmed out a few small jobs through like Rent-A-Coder. But I didn't have any venture capital for this project. I have for other ones, but not this one.
Interesting.
The reason it's been difficult with this particular situation is. When you start an idea that nobody's ever done before, it's a lot more difficult to sell, basically, because if it was if it was a search engine to find people that you know, like a White Pages thing, and that market has already been provable, it's a lot easier to get money to do something that there's already a market for as opposed to creating your new market, and that's what we're doing here with this. It's a little bit more difficult, but I think it's going to be more rewarding that way.
Exactly. It also is going to catch on. I mean, if you look at Twitter, for example, people are like, what's Twitter? You know, it's like people are just going to catch on. I mean, they eventually catch on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just, whoa, wait a minute. I just found a cage fighter on there.
Holy cow.
Cage fighter. There you go. I clicked on that. There was a female there. Oh, wow. Cage fighter. Okay. Moco space. There we go. I've been in Moco space. Yeah, that's something that's wow. I don't even know what I was telling you. What was I talking about, Winston? I forgot.
I
don't know. Anyway, yeah. Comparing to like Twitter, when people when people started catching on, especially this with the new age of internet and all that stuff. I mean, this is I can see it is going. You know, it's going huge, Greg. I mean, that's. And I like it. You know, I tell people about it. I mean, actually, I'm gonna write a blog about this also.
Cool.
And,
the thing is I think it fulfills a need that like nobody can possibly know like what all 2,000 or 3,000 social media outlets there are out there. So we're bringing everything to you. You don't have to worry about where these people are. We find them for you and then tell you where they're at, and then you can discover new. Social networks, new systems, and things like that, because nobody can keep up with all this stuff, so we're helping people do that.
Exactly, and it's just making, you know, it's actually making my life a little easier. Now, do you know if I don't know if Mashable picked this up. Did Mashable pick this up, or?
I'm not sure if they've done a write-up on it or not. We've had a couple of write-ups on some of those, you know, similar types of, you know, blogs and write-up on tech journals and stuff, but I don't know if they have or not, so.
Well, if we know, we that's what we need to do is start creating a buzz, and eventually, they'll eventually pick this up.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do, you know what I mean? I mean, I like it. So, I mean, when I like the product, when I like the product or services, I talk about there more on the radio show, on my blog, on, you know, friends. And,
oh, yeah.
And my sleep.
Yeah.
So, where do the people find you, Craig? Can they find you on Twitter, Facebook, you know?
I have a personal account on so many different systems. I do have one on Facebook under the name that's published there on your Blog Talk Radio page. If you look for Craig J. Stadler, you should be able to find me with kind of a link over to Buddy Fetch kind of thing just about anywhere. So.
Right, exactly. That's – and hold on a second. I'm scrolling down here. And so this is – and actually the thing, it sends you an email or a cell phone text messages you know, with all this new gadgets and all that, and iPhone and all that coming up, I think this is going to be huge, you know, when it comes to things like that. It also include this is you said something about dating sites and also a Google Gadget. Now, Google Gadget, actually, that's hold on a second here. My computer is because I got so many things open right now.
The gadget itself is basically so when you have your iGoogle homepage set up with all your different, you know, kind of panes that show you like the weather and things like that, it's basically just like another pane that will allow you to do searches directly from your iGoogle page.
Okay, yeah, I got it right here. I'm just trying to add this to my Google Gadget page. So it's like basically just like a little widget that's a little, you know, that kind of inserted into your Google or iGoogle there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right, as far as like the Firefox add-on, I clicked on it, and this is, hold on a second here. So can you talk? Hold on a second, man. Hey Winston, what are you? Did you add this? I'm having a problem with my laptop. My laptop's been shot. I think. Are you on this, Winston? Try to add it in your Firefox and see what's happening and what's going on with you. Cause mine is
okay, it's going to be kind of slow because I do have the other software kind of radio station going. So wait a minute. Okay, this is an expert. Okay, never mind.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah, there you go. It's working now. Huh.
Okay.
I just have the chat room and all that thing working. And all right. Yeah, so buddyfetch.com, that's buddy, as in B-U-D-D-Y, fetch, F-E-T-C-H.com.
Buddy.
You go in there, it's actually, yeah, buddy. Buddy. Fetch, it's actually searches thousands of resources for the types of people you want to meet. If you want to meet people today, you go to buddyfetch.com and start buddying up. You know what I mean? That's what I mean.
Yep.
That's what I say, too. So, Craig, you know, if you want to hang around, hey, you know, more than welcome to. I'm going to go on a break for a little bit here.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk about more you know, social media networking and all that stuff, okay?
Okay.
And you just hang out here. I'm going to play a little music here real quick, and then we'll come back. This is Who Am I by Casting Crowns. Your favorite, Winston. Your favorite.
Yeah.
Who Am I by Casting Crowns. We'll be back with Craig Stadler from BuddyFetch.com. Here
Thank
we
you.
Go. All right, I lied about that. Here we go again.
Thank you. that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. Calm the sea, would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Catch me when I'm falling.
Hey, yo, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Hey, this is Fernando. Welcome back. It's actually 32 minutes into the hour. Let's get back, everyone back in line here. I have actually, Craig Stadler of BuddyFetch.com. He's making, making friends. This is his expertise. Mine is bacon and cheese. That is him. That is, what's his name? Craig Stadler. And also, Mississippi Man, or Mississippi Boy, you want to call it. His name is Winston Pitts, just like armpits, but he smells better. All right.
Hey,
that's good. Well, wait a minute. You changed your number, didn't you? Why did you change your number, man? I thought I was someone else.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Well, how come it's 3456 now? 3456 is right now. That's what it stands. 1, 2, 3, 4. So, yeah, you can't argue with that. Yeah, you.
I called back in a while ago. I called back in. Sometimes the Skype gets so bad, I just want to kind of, I hear part of the song that I can't. I just called back in, so I don't know. What's the number? What's, the area code?
000? You don't exist. Yeah, it's 000.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's right. All right, Craig, are you ready for this?
Sure.
All right. We're going to be talking about some stuff here right now. First, we're going to start with the, the soldier, what they call the soldiers, slang. I don't know why this. The slangs they use for the front lines in there. Stuff like they use it in Germany, Vietnam, Korea. Those deployed in Afghanistan actually in Iraq. They have created a language of what they say of their own. It's filled with black humor and cultural references and even occasional crudity. So I went on Google and Googled that a little bit. If you just want to share that, you can share that with me, with us. The number is, we call it 347-884-8125. Just call that number and call us. Come on, we won't bite. Not hard. Anyway, where was I? All right. There you go. Here he goes. Do you know what sandball scapping means, Craig?
I've never heard of that, no.
I've never heard it until now. What about you, Winston? Sandball scapping.
Nope. Never heard of it.
All right, it's the act of wearing no underwear while in uniform while deployed.
Yes, I know what it is.
I thought that was just going commando and that's it.
It wasn't me, but right before the underwear, when you got to the underwear, I was like, oh yeah, I know what this is.
Yeah, but the sandball scattering because of sand. I'll give you an example. Soldier number one, man, bro, my beep will sweating me crazy today. You got any baby powder? It's got to be like 190 degrees today in Iraq. And the soldier number two goes, nah, bro, I'm sandball scapping today. And I didn't even bring any baby powder. Boxers, briefs, and drawers are still first deployment. Get with the third.
Oh, man.
That is you learned something today, Winston. Now, you write that down now. yeah, they use that, let me go to you real quick, Craig, slangs and soldier slangs and all that. I know we all pick those up when they get back, you know. And the thing is, do we really, you know, need to teach our kids, you know, to talk that way? I mean, I don't know, it's not bad or anything like that. I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah.
But when they get back here and they start teaching that to little kids, and they'll be talking like that, won't they? Is that something that we should worry about, Craig?
You know, that's hard to say, because I think there's terms that, like, even existed back in the 60s that I've heard from, like, watching Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock that totally got lost.
Right.
You know what I mean? These kinds of things. So what I wonder is how long those things will last. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
I remember there's a term, see if you guys know this. You know what it means to be called a masher?
The masher. Man, I'm...
Masher.
No, I have not heard of that. What is that?
I was born in 69, and it was well gone by then.
A masher. Is that M-A-S-H-E-R?
Masher. Yeah.
Is that when you, like, smash your... I don't know.
It's basically like an extreme pervert, like a public pervert. That's what a master is.
Kind of like William Shakespeare a little bit, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but apparently that was a really common term if somebody was like a, you know,
like
that kind of thing. So I wonder, like, if those kind of terms that will be brought back, like you're talking about, just how long they'll last, you know?
Yeah, how long is it going to last? And it's like the sand bowl capping. I mean, it's like this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a choco. Choco is an Australian military slang term for a reservist soldier. You know, when they said, "Hey, here comes a bunch of chocos," you know, so what's a choco? You know, it's a chocolate soldier who will melt in the heat of the battle. You know, and there's no racial terms or anything like that. It's just
it's
the reservist soldiers that they're not used to being, you know, in that front lines. You know, that's what it means. If you go to Urban Dictionary, you can find, you know, a lot of stuff in there about that. There's also they call the little soldier, actually the slang term for you know what. and so forth and all that. I know that the prison slangs, made it to the mainstream media. You know, with all the rappers and all that, bringing all that to our kids. Stuff like cigarettes. They call it what, that square.
I've not heard that one.
That's prison. That's prison slang. So it's like shanking, stabbing.
All right.
That's all prison slang. All these rappers nowadays, that's all they do. It talks like prison slangs and they
said it don't have an effect on our children or y'all's children. I don't have children yet. I mean, no, they always said that. One thing I want to kind of bring this up right quick about this. I was watching Bill O'Reilly. Actually, YouTube type in Bill O'Reilly. I think it's against Ludacris. I think his name is something like that. I don't know.
Ludacris.
Yeah, he's going on there, and he was debating this, and he went on the Bill O'Reilly show, and he was talking about how that the school principal was, you know, was on the show too, and he was talking about how the children were affected by the music itself, and they were saying, we show entrepreneurship. Like, okay, now, one thing you have to realize here, all the time we can't look at this and say, what's wrong with it? We got to see what's right with it. Well, that's the question we got to be asking. We're talking about horse here. We're talking about hitting girls on their butts. And we're talking, you know,
I would have to say, like, I personally agree with you, because I think there's a difference between, at certain ages, kids just say things and they just mimic them and they don't even know what it means. But at a certain point, you have to be like, wait a minute, like, is this being taken too seriously? You know, it's kind of like watching a movie. Sometimes people don't separate themselves, and they take it way too seriously kind of thing. It just depends.
Yeah, I agree.
I remember getting in trouble. I remember getting, like, my mouth washed out with soap when I was a little kid, maybe about, like, 8 years old, saying things that I had heard other kids say, and I didn't even know what it meant. I just knew that, like, they called people that, and I can't say it, like, on the radio, but... I called my brother this one time when I was in the pool, and my parents just like, they were like, do you even know what you're saying? I was like, no, I don't know what I'm saying, but I heard it. I think it's a bad thing to say. So,
you know,
I guess it depends, yeah.
Ridiculous.
So I guess it just depends, like I said, depending on whether the child knows what it is that they're even saying, kind of thing.
Exactly.
They go back, and they go back and spread in school, you know. My daddy, you know, just say this, you know, she'll go to school and say, my daddy's got a lot of whores. And children, the teacher's like, what is he talking about? What kind of home is he growing up in?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that is correctamento. All right, enough of that, because it's we're gonna go from the slang talking to Tiger Woods. I don't know, it's kind of weird. I just want to go.
Okay,
I know you heard
a
lot about Tiger Woods and all that. He's going to go to buy an island and isolate themselves from the world. That's what they said. But anyway, here's some things I want to go through with this real quick. Oh, you know what? Before I go there. You know who's giving a good advice to Tiger Woods? Perez Hilton. Perez Hilton want to give advice.
There you go. That's the
thing. That's something I want to hear. All right. Yeah, exactly. Here's the 10 lessons to be learned from Tiger scandals, okay? Here you go. Number one is success without grounding and accountability is failure. That's right.
Exactly.
Number two, money and fame are not equal to character and honor. That's why we learn all that. We also learn that public performance and private life are not exclusive of one another. Good judgments is a common thread.
Mm.
Few things command greater respect than a person accepting full responsibility for his actions. Number five, when marital vows are honored, heartache is kept at bay. That's right. Forgiveness is so powerful that it is at times, at one's only hope. That I can relate to that. Number seven, today's secrets are tomorrow's revelations. Number eight, one's greatest legacy is one's family. Number nine, it is never too late to do what is right. Number ten, that in the greatest comebacks are found not in the arena of sports, but in matters of the heart. That is sweet right there. That is better. That's better than David Letterman's 10 things, doesn't it? Do you agree?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What did we learn?
Yeah.
The things I mentioned, all the things. I know there's like hundreds of them, the things we learned from this Tiger scandals and all that. Can you give us, you guys, we'll start with Winston real quick. Can you give me some of the things that we learned from, the good things we learned from the Tiger scandal? If you want to. What did we learn? That money's everything?
that child support is going to look mighty fine on that piece of paper.
Yeah.
When he gets it in, you got $2 million this year. You got to pay $2 million in 5 years.
Well, I think he can afford that. A couple million?
Yeah,
that's no problem with Tiger Woods, man. It's just like, you know. What about you, Craig? Anything for you? Maybe the things we learned from Tiger scandal. We'll put this to rest.
I think part of it was bad timing. I think the media was looking for something to kind of show the spotlight on, and I don't think it's right what he did. And I think that if you're going to live that kind of a way, not that I'm a fan of that, but like, don't get married. Like, if that's what you're going to do, I mean, you know, there's no use in hurting a wife and kids over like doing something like that. Just, I don't know, pick one or the other kind of thing. You know, be serious about it or don't.
Exactly. No,
I think,
Craig,
like
are you
I said,
married?
I'm not, no. Not yet.
Not yet, at least.
But and the reason I say not yet is because I take it that seriously. You know,
right,
not that I'm saying that other people don't, but, you know, I do take it that seriously. I've been asked a couple of times, and I've said no because I've thought kind of, you know, long-term and very seriously and don't want to end up a statistic. But, you know, largely I think, you know, regarding this Tiger Woods thing, I think it's part of it is bad timing as well because not we needed, but the media kind of needed something to, I don't know, they're ruthless.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And also, some of our liberal friends, actually, when I discussed with them, they actually blame it on his lifestyle. That is sad. They said, well,
I disagree with that, yeah.
Yeah, they actually saying, you know, just like Oprah or who was saying that, that he was raised. Look at his dad. You know, his dad is just too mean to him. He wants him playing golf for the rest of his life. He never had a real childhood, or what you call a real kid experience or anything like that. I'm like, oh my God,
that's ridiculous.
That is just ridiculous. You know, that's just,
yeah.
You know, it's that's how liberals look at it. You know, I mean, it makes me sick. I just want to slap him in the face. I'm like, you know, you're just trying to, and I was like, you're trying to tell me that, you know, it's not Tiger's fault. I mean, come on.
It's his choice,
you know,
man. That's all there is to it. It was his choice to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, he has nothing to blame but himself, you know?
Exactly. Personal responsibility, yeah.
Responsibility, and he's want to take, and that's what I think. That's, and he's doing the right thing. He's taking that, you know, that accountability, and he's saying, you know what, you know, I want to push everything aside, and I'm going to focus on my family and myself and get right.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what they need to do. You know,
that is one thing. Like, I never got wind of him like denying the stuff. Did he?
Yeah.
He did not. Yeah,
that's,
I don't think he ever denied any of it. Yeah,
he's not like Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with the woman. You know,
exactly, dude. Exactly. That's the first thing I thought of. Yeah. Admit it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, admit it. It's just like Bill Clinton. I mean, you know, I take credit. I give him credit for that, for saying,
yep,
did that. Yeah, I bought that $15,000 diamond ring to this, you know, whatever hookers or whatever you want to call them.
Right,
and I give him credit. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of people would say, I mean, how could he cheat on his wife? And, you know, if you look at his wife, I mean, she's a supermodel. You know, she actually ditched the supermodeling job or a career just to be with, you know, Tiger Woods and raise kids with him. You know what I mean? And if you look at some of the pictures of the alleged mistresses, I mean. I would not pay like $20 to be with them.
I think personally,
well, maybe 50.
But I think it has something to do with something much deeper than just simply the way that they look. There must have
That's
been some reason.
Yeah,
it's deeper than that he was doing this. It can't just be because somebody looked better. It can't be. I mean,
right. That's what I think. I agree with him.
Yeah.
Maybe that, you know, those girls, those individuals, you know, treated, you know, Tiger Woods better, or, you know, have some more, you know, kind of emotionally involved with him, you know what I mean?
Or maybe sexually, too.
Yeah,
somewhat.
Sexually. More involved with him than his wife, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, let's go from Tiger Woods to Santa Claus, shall we? Because that Tiger Woods thing is, you know, again, I want to put it that way. You know, this is be the last time you're going to hear this on the Fernando Poignante show. Today's... Watch me talk about that 2 weeks later. So Tiger Woods, we'll put him in a closet. We'll lock him up. We'll never talk about that again. Okay? You hear
right.
that from me. All right? We've got a Secret Santa's over here.
Can I make an analogy of him? Like, when I, like, we're talking about something else, can I make an analogy or something? You know, kind of like...
go ahead.
I'm talking about, like, you know, in the future. Like, if
in
I'm
the future?
Say,
oh,
you know,
okay. And if, I tell you talking about
guy,
right now.
You remember back when
remember
Tiger
that guy?
Woods cheated
no.
on his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should change his name instead of Tiger. We call him Cheetah.
switch the names around, yeah.
Cheetah. That was rude.
Yeah. That's
anyway.
Good.
that's pretty old, actually. People go,
your,
I was like, you know that Tiger Woods changed his name? I don't know. Tiger Woods, that's what I own. I don't.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Golf Woods.
Thank you, Tiger Golf Woods. Oh, yeah, there we go. That would work. Tiger Golf Woods. Something like that.
That'd be okay. Yeah.
Anyway, Secret Santa. Secret Santas. Are you guys familiar? Were you familiar with the Secret Santas, right? I mean, we all do that. I mean, even at home, you do the Secret Santas and all.
The Dirty Santa.
What now?
Dirty Santa.
What kind of Santa? Naughty Santa.
Dirty
Santa?
Yeah. You never heard
of
that?
Santa. No, is that like a naughty Santa, like naked Santa running around, or what is that?
Oh, no. It's like a naughty Santa. It's like you bring a gag. Like somebody play, like, it's like we play it at church all the time during Christmas. We play naughty Santa. Dirty Santa, excuse me.
Is that
bring,
similar
like,
to White Elephant? You know, like the White Elephant? Is that similar to that?
Uh-uh. What we do is, like, during the gifts, we bring like a cheap gift, maybe like if, you know, I may bring, a cookie. And then I bring an expensive gift, maybe not over $10, I might bring a candle or something. And we'll pass it around, and, you know, as it goes around, it's kind of like you pick a name and, you know, stuff like that. And if you get a cookie, you know, it's kind of fun.
Let's think of Santa. You know what I'm going to do? Yeah, there you go. A white elephant is actually, you know, you bring stuff that you find around your house that you don't use, and you just trade gifts like that, what they call white elephants. Isn't that neat?
That's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, or you call it a ghetto exchange gift.
Yay!
Anyway, I'm going to bake some cookies. You know why? I'm going to bake some cookies and take it to Thompson, Illinois. You know why?
Why?
Why? Because there's going to be 100 Gitmo detainees going to be detained or is going to be transferred to Thompson, Illinois. But it's only 150 miles away from here. So I'm going to bake some cookies, welcome them, and says, hey.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome to the neighborhood. They're actually, President Obama actually directed the Thompson Correctional Center in Thompson to what they call the it's one of the largest, I think, here in Illinois. It's more secure too. They're actually sending a limited number of Guantanamo Bay detainees. I know, are you getting some in California, Craig?
You know what? I'm not aware. I knew they were trying to shut it down, but I didn't know where they were transferring them to. I knew it was inside the United States, but I didn't know where.
Oh, they're transferring them everywhere. I think Mississippi is going to get some too, right by the pipeline.
Well, they'll blend in around here in Mississippi. They'll just blend right in. We got so many psychotic people around here. You know, people some people are so nutty, they're nutty in a Chinese chicken salad. I mean, they're nutty.
They blend right in. And what, Taylorsville, Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
That
right
that's funny. So I'm going to bake some cookies tomorrow. Maybe I can head out over there by Sunday and welcome them. That's just a joke. I'm not going to do that. But anyway, I think, there's a lot of people upset about that, especially. You know how many cookies I'm going to bake? Man, I can't even bake cookies for my kids. Well, I was a lot of making them cookies for the Gitmo detainees that consider an enemy. Yeah, here we go. Here's a cookie for you. So I think, I don't know who else is going to get them, but, if you want to give it some thoughts, Craig, what do you think? I mean, 100 detainees here in Illinois, could be more going to other states.
But here's my thought about that. I think because of, like, the abuses and the scandals and stuff that went on there, I think that it basically showed that kind of stuff could happen there. Not that it couldn't happen inside the United States, because it could, but...
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see scandals coming up inside the United States, so transferring them to inside the United States seems like it would be a little bit more, I hate to use the word fair, but, like, if we know that these abuses are taking place outside of, like, our jurisdiction, so to speak, outside of the United States, even though it technically is part of the United States, whatever you want to call it, but if we know that they're getting away with that because it's so far away and because of its location, why don't we at least put them somewhere where we know that the American justice system will supposedly be administered the way that we expect it to. And that's just my opinion. I mean, because, if you have something way off in somewhere and people are taking advantage of things and taking, you know, pictures of butt pyramids and all this other stuff, the crazy things that they were doing, you know what I mean?
The classic butt pyramid.
Yeah, why not put it somewhere where we know, I mean, transfer them to, like, the most, you know, the baddest prisons like San Quentin and those types of places where we know that people, like, they don't have much tolerance for people screwing around.
Exactly.
Those kinds of things.
I
have to say, I have to agree with you on that one.
I don't know why they shut it down in the first place.
I think it's because there's a lot of pressure from, you know, the human rights activist.
Yeah,
especially with the. And I mean, I agree with Craig on that one. However, would put us more in jeopardy. That's again, it's just my opinion on that. Also, it's just like the one we're, you know, doing these the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed on the doing the trials here in New York. I think it will invite more violence. I hope not. But I was just, you know, that's just my opinion. What do you think? What do you think, Winston?
Shut. I mean, these people are just need to shut their mouths. I mean, these people killed. They came over here. They had the guts to come over here and steal a plane in midair and fly that thing into the World Trade Center. And you're telling me, hey, we shouldn't talk to them. Oh my goodness, we can't do this. We can't do that.
Is that how they talk?
We
can't do that. Let's go bake him some cookies.
What do you want me to do? Wipe his butt? No, I want you. Okay. I'm gonna assist about this. We can't. If these people can't be treated as Americans because they're terrorists. They're domestic terrorists, and it doesn't say anywhere in that Declaration of Independence. Well, no, excuse me. Constitution.
Well, we can't treat them at the same time. We can't treat them like an animals though. Like they, you know, like this people like showing up on, you know, the butt pyramid. You know, taking pictures and, you know, toying with them, like, you know, like they're not human, you know what I mean?
Who said we can't?
No, I'm saying we can put him. Where's the limit? Yeah, we can put him to trial, and you know, and let them you know suffer. I mean, suffer the consequences. Like, and put him in jail or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think death penalty would be a good option for these guys because they're wanting death. Why would you give them what they want? I mean, you know. My goodness, let them sit in prison for the rest of their lives, their eagle eyes, put them in a cell with no windows, with padding around it.
Well, then it shouldn't matter where we put them, I mean, right?
And they're in a little jump shoot with their arms crossed, and they can't move, and they sit there. They get 3 meals a day, and guess what? They have a little clock on the wall that stays up about a half hour ahead, so they know when they die, it's the hour. See, I'm saying, these people need to suffer what they did. And I don't think the death penalty is a good thought because one thing, we don't want to give these people what they want, death. We don't want to give them what they want, exactly. So go ahead.
Exactly. And also, I want to get, you know, if you compare, you know, as like the United States, you know, how we handle this kind of stuff to, let's say, Pakistan or India, for that matter. You know, I mean, they do love some cruel stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to like to their detainees. I think it's, you know, what they're trying to do is just set a bar and good example to those, you know, violating human rights. You know?
Well, you know, and I think too is like we agreed at a certain point in our history to abide by the Geneva Convention, and because we did that, we never publicly came out and said, okay, now we're deciding not to anymore. We never took a vote.
Right.
We just did it. I mean, and that's fine if you want to do that. But like, you should make an announcement to the rest of the world. We no longer care. You know, we're going to take the gloves off. And we're going to do anything we feel like it. And you try to stop us.
Hmm.
You know, we didn't even do that. It was like it was behind the scenes. Then the pictures came out, and you know these kinds of things. So it's just like, you know, if you're going to make that decision to get rid of the Geneva Convention that we decided to go with to begin with, make it public. So you know what? We're so pissed off that this happened. We're not even going to do that anymore because we didn't imagine anybody would do this to us.
Exactly. Good point. Hey, we got to go. Hey, last word, Craig Stadler, you know, about your website.
Yes.
What's your last word?
My last word is make some friends, connect with other people. Yeah.
There you go. Make some friends, people. What about you, Winston? When's your next show?
Tuesday, tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Catch me on SiriusXM 165. And also, catch me on Blog Talk Radio on Live 365 and Shoutcast Radio.
All right. That is it for today. Thanks, Craig, for stopping by and talking about the BuddyFetch.com. Hey, you're more than welcome to stop by, and we can talk about some stuff like this again, okay? You can catch me every Monday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Once again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. I am signing off. Good night, people.
Good night.